He's never moody in the morning. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
7:13 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Thursday, the 5th of September, 2019, up and at 'em. It's time to get up and go to work, right? Aren't you all excited about that, Doug Cunningham, getting up and at 'em? And, well, we had I'm going to call this a little bit of a shocker yesterday because the governor issued a flavored vaping ban, which, you know, there's been a lot of talk about vaping in the news for quite a while, in fact.
Yeah, that's right.
It was kind of a shock.
Yeah, and it's based on the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services who said that this is a health emergency. So it's not technically an executive order from Whitmer. This is happening through the Michigan's administrative rules process, and that lets various state agencies create these regulations. So we want people to hear from a couple of different perspectives this morning, the governor and also an owner of a local vaping shop. So first, let's hear what the governor had to say about this issue.
Don't make them stop using a product that they use to help cut another habit. What do you say to that?
The fact of the matter is that 81% of kids who are vaping started with some sort of a flavored vape. It is a public health crisis that we're confronting. Kids are inhaling an addictive substance, nicotine. They are inhaling it with a chemical cocktail, including things like formaldehyde, and they found medical particles in them. This is a health crisis that we're confronting, and it would never be permitted if it was cigarettes, but we're letting these companies target our kids, appeal to our kids, and deceive our children, and they're showing up with respiratory illnesses no one can explain. This is why we're taking bold action here in Michigan. It's time for us to lead.
So why take away that alternative for adults?
You know what, the flavored is created and appealing to children. Bubblegum flavor, Fruit Loop flavor, Mott's apple juice flavor. These are things that are targeted toward children, toward getting them addicted, to creating consumers for them so they can make money at the risk of children's health. These are kids whose brains aren't even finished forming, who are growing addicted to nicotine. They are not getting off of traditional cigarettes. They are starting a nicotine habit and an addiction because they're appealing directly to them.
One Republican senator said today, why don't you enforce the ban on minors rather than putting another ban on top of that, which is not being enforced in the first place?
Well, the fact of the matter is we have to enforce the ban on minors, but we also have to keep these drugs that are targeted toward our children out of their hands and out of the commerce. The U.S. Surgeon General in 2018 said this is an epidemic that we're confronting. We're seeing more and more young people show up with respiratory illnesses. We've even seen death occur from this, and I think it's time for us to take action. I talked to my kids. I asked them about vaping, and they said so many kids in school are doing it, and they're using all of these attractive candy flavors that are sold right next to candy, and they're told that they're safe, and they are not.
But you said yesterday that the law's not being enforced.
I said yesterday that we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that we enforce the law, but also that we keep these particular products out of the commerce in across the state.
Governor, do you have the authority to enforce this, though, with it being, this could be seen as interstate commerce, especially the online sales?
I do. I've consulted my lawyers. I've consulted the Attorney General, and I think we are squarely on solid legal footing on this.
Are you prepared to defend it in court if industry follows?
Absolutely, and I believe that we'll see other states probably follow suit. This is something that we are, American kids are being targeted and exploited, and they're going to pay a lifelong price for it. We need to act. You know, they decided that people couldn't use cartoons to appeal to children when it came to cigarettes. But right now, they are deceiving them with candy, selling it next to the candy, and telling them that this is a healthy product. It is all a lie, and it is a dangerous one.
Will there be any exceptions for mint, menthol, that the industry says, hey, that's the part that gets people off of smoking into e-cigarettes, makes them live a healthier life?
There will still be access for e-cigarettes. It's just not the flavored ones.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We got to get on the road.
So she brings up a good point, Doug, that Governor Whitmer, by the way, talking about the flavored vaping ban, she brings up a good point about, you know, cartoons. I remember back in the, when I was growing up, back when the world was in black and white, all seriousness here, watching the Flintstones on TV. It was an evening sitcom show, you know, and and it was sponsored by Marlboro.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if you go to YouTube and you search Flintstones smoking, just search that on YouTube, there's commercials of, you know, Fred and Barney sitting in the backyard smoking, you know, the Flintstones brought to you by, no, Winston. It was brought to you by Winston. And then they sang the little jingle that went along with it as well.
Yeah, so, and that's what Governor Whitmer is concerned about, this appeal to children. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, by the way, is investigating 6 cases of e-cigarette vaping-associated lung infections around the country, 203 possible cases associated with that. But there are different perspectives on this as well. Some folks, including people who own vape shops, like the guy I talked to that I'll get to in just a second, think that this will hurt adults trying to quit smoking more than it will impacts kids, because this flavored nicotine infused vape juice is used by smokers who used to smoke cigarettes, but they don't want the smell and the taste of tobacco anymore, and they're trying to get off of that, turning to vaping. So what I did is I reached out and spoke with Dylan Gaddis. He is owner of Digital Vapor Den in St. Joseph, and got his perspective on this issue.
So just react, first of all, to the governor's action, the first state in the nation to prohibit these flavored vapes, e-cigarettes. What's your reaction as the owner of a shop here in town?
It is definitely very, very discomforting. It's also very frustrating knowing that they're not only going based off not very factual information and really kind of hurting not only the people that are looking to quit smoking, and people that have been completely fine from vaping over the past 10 years, but they're also going to be hurting a lot of families that own businesses, such as myself, that own a small local business that does very well for itself.
Now, this is an executive order from the governor that just is focused on flavored vape products, but do you see any more regulation coming? I mean, do you think that there'll be a time when they try to outlaw vaping based on this action?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It's been a constant battle from day one with all the deeming regulations they've been trying to place on it. My standpoint was, why not make it, you know, raise the age to 21? But, you know, it's been a very stressful industry to be in with all the bad publicity it's gotten, whether it be somewhat true or not true at all. It's been a very frustrating business to be in, but we're rolling with the punches and seeing what we can do.
In terms of your business here in town, what's the majority of your sales? Does it go to people who have decided to quit smoking and turn to nicotine vaping instead? Is that the core of the business, or is it other products?
Yes. Majority of it is flavored vape juice that contains nicotine in order to continue their quitting smoking venture. You know, a lot of people don't want to turn to tobacco flavors when they go to vape juices or e-liquids. They typically turn towards something that tastes and smells better, because what's one thing a lot of people that smoke cigarettes hate? And it's tobacco. So for them to be limited to only tobacco flavors is going to really discourage the use of it, and it's extremely disappointing.
Do you think it's misguided to target nicotine-infused flavored vaping e-juices? Because, as you just mentioned, I mean, the primary market for that would be adults who are already smoking, who want to quit smoking and vape instead, and it seems like flavored nicotine vaping products helps them to do that. And I don't know if the governor was thinking of the impact on youth or what, but do you think this action is going to fall more heavily on the folks trying to quit smoking and not youth?
Yes, it's definitely going to fall more heavily on the adults that, you know, my age range here is anywhere from, you know, a majority of the people are 21 on up to 60, 65. So it's definitely going to cause a huge impact on the people that have already quit and haven't smoked for 7+ years. It's going to cause very, very large impact, more so on adults than anyone. When you look at the numbers of how many teens used to smoke cigarettes just not even a few years ago and don't now smoke cigarettes, I mean, yes, of course, we don't want the underage kids to vape, at all or smoke at all. But the numbers have gone significantly down when it comes to vapes being introduced, as well as I have a problem with the whole flavor thing on the targeting to minors due to the fact that there is still flavored alcohol and drinking is a huge epidemic amongst high schoolers in general.
We've seen in the news reports, not in Michigan, but in other states, Utah especially, and Oregon, I believe, too, where there are now reports that there are illnesses allegedly related to vaping. I don't know if you're following that news or if you have a comment or opinion about that.
Yes, this, I'm going to say this as an opinion. It's what I believe is true. But the fact that all these articles and everything is coming out is my question is these, they are supposedly younger teens that just started vaping and they're having all these problems. But what they don't seem to understand is when they go to these articles and they read into it, a lot of them never once were confirmed that it was vaping by any sort of doctor or any sort of doctor said that it was related to vaping. That was an assumption made by either the parents or the kid themselves. And even some of the cases were linked to black market THC cartridges. So you can't necessarily put it on vaping, that is what caused that. And there has been no studies that I have seen that have claimed to have any sort of health problems from vaping. And me, myself, I've vaped for about 7 years now, and I have yet to have any issues whatsoever with my health, and I know countless others that feel the same way.
Is there anything else you would like to add, just anything at all that you would like to say as an operator of a vaping business about the development with the governor's order here in Michigan? Anything you'd like to convey to our audience that maybe I haven't asked you about specifically? I just want to give you a chance to wrap up by saying whatever it is you want to say about this issue.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things is we really have to, as a vaping community, even if you don't vape and you do see the benefits of vaping versus smoking, we have to fight this and see what we can do to fight this. We didn't get an opinion on this. We didn't get to vote on this. This happened overnight, woke up, and it was just gone. So all I can say is be loud. Let's speak. Let's get a hold of our state representatives and see what we can do to combat this, or if we can even be, come upon an agreement to see if we can overturn this.
And that was Dylan Gaddis. He operates a local vaping shop in St. Joe, Digital Vapor Den in St. Joseph. A little bit of perspective here on this. CDC officials are investigating circumstances around the first person known to have died from
right.
severe lung disease in Illinois. The numbers of teens, though, using e-cigarettes, according to the latest National Youth Tobacco Study, and this comes from yalemedicine.org, the numbers are quite startling. 3.6 million middle and high school students currently using e-cigarettes. That's
right.
According to the latest National Youth Tobacco Study. And, so it's become a big issue trying to protect kids, trying to figure out. One way to protect kids, as you may have heard reporters earlier talking with Governor Whitmer, is to really be strictly enforcing the age limits on this stuff.
Right.
But adults are caught up in this because it is impacting youth. And so steps are being taken by Governor Whitmer and others to try to counteract that. But at the same time, adults also use these flavored vaping products
right.
to try to quit smoking. So they're going to be impacted as well.
He brings up a good point. I mean, there's lots of other things out there, fruit flavored alcohol and things. I mean, and I'm not justifying this by any means when I say this, but it seems to me that, kids have been targeted for a long time. And before we, even before we got into the interview there with Dylan, we talked about how kids were targeted about smoking back years ago. Let me play a little clip from from back in the 50s. This is from, 1958. This is the audio from that Flintstones, the beginning of the Flintstones that was on TV, so...
Sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah? I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back.
Well, we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, buddy, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
So this was a TV commercial that would lead right into the Flintstones. This was an old black and white, the audio version of it there. But
an example of marketing to kids, right?
Marketing to kids. It's been, and again, I'm not justifying if you know these vaping companies are in fact marketing to kids. No, that's what needs to be stopped is the marketing to them.
And the U.S. Surgeon General's office last year issued a warning that vaping among youth has reached epidemic levels. And again, more than 3.6 million middle and high school students. Yeah. So as this, by the way, we referenced this order, the governor's order. Once again, I want to clarify, it's not technically an executive order. She did instruct the Department of Health and Human Services in Michigan to do this, but it's through the Michigan Administrative Rules process. So this will last for 6 months. It will give businesses 30 days to comply, and then it may be extended for another 6 months. There may be legislation the governor may attempt to put through to put this into effect permanently. So that's where we are now with this issue.
We'll be following this one very closely. Thanks, Doug. Some good information.